And I'd like now to welcome Kate Nelson. She is with the New Mexico History Museum, and she is with us here speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, it's great to be alive on a beautiful spring morning.
It's wonderful to be here.
So what is going on in Santa Fe this weekend and coming up?
We've got lots of things going on tonight up on Museum Hill at the Museum of International Folk Art. It's the 11th annual Museum of International Folk Art Music Youth Night. And that's 6 to 7:30 p.m. It's a free event with live music, food, and an art exhibit, and a chance to celebrate cool things that young people in this community are doing. You know I love doing that.
Excellent. Body Language is a one-night-only show of figurative work at Studio Broyles, which is at 1807 2nd Street, number 96 in Santa Fe. It is today from 5 to 7 with artwork by Claire Dunn, Aaron Currier, Greta Young, Guy Cross, Hai Ko, and Matthew Chase Daniels, Kathamon, many others. So check it out. And that is the kind of the area of Backroad Pizza.
Okay.
That little complex over there.
Nice.
Excellent gluten-free pizza, I'm just saying.
Only in
But this isn't about pizza, it's about body language.
There you go. Emil Bistram, one of the wonderful artists who created in Taos, there's an opening reception for an exhibit of his work tonight at the Addison Row Gallery, 229 East Marcy Street. Terrific article in today's Pasatiempo, analyzing his work within the Taos Moderns and the development of the School of Art that he himself led there. I happened to have been up in Taos last weekend and was going museum hopping and gallery hopping and just having a wonderful time. And it reminded me of how we need to give ourselves those sort of little out-of-town trips more often.
Yeah, definitely. And it's so much fun to go to Taos. And for our Taos listeners, hey, come on down to Santa Fe.
There you go. Everyone should have a weekend out.
It's so true. Big Adventure Comics in Santa Fe will host a sale featuring local independent comic creators on Saturday, April 11th. That's tomorrow at 1 o'clock. New Mexico-based writers and artists and members of 7000 BC, the Northern New Mexico Comic Creators Nonprofit, will have their creator-owned books and be available to talk about their process.
I think you did an interview earlier this week with the Teatro Paraguas performance, Word Over All, Whitman and
Totally.
Pablo Neruda.
I'm going tonight.
Oh, wonderful. It's tonight. It's also Saturday night. And Sunday there's a matinee at Teatro Paraguas. They're sort of doing a mashup that never happened in real life between the poetry of Walt Whitman and Pablo Neruda. If you really want to OD on Teatro Paraguas, they're doing two free events today and tomorrow. Today at 4 p.m. at the Lafarge Library, Coyote the Trickster. This is their children's theater group. It's a one-hour performance blending music and teaching tales from the Navajo, Hopi, and Pima tribes. They'll repeat it at 11 a.m. Saturday at the Southside Library. What a creative force.
Very much so, and excellent. So we have, what else do we have? Rail Yard Artisan Market, as part of giving back to the community, has a new mission as an extension of the Santa Fe Farmers Market. They're providing a space for New Mexico's artists and crafters to sell and exhibit their goods while providing consumers an opportunity to buy products directly from local artisans. The Rail Yard Artisan Market, is doing the first in a series of youth art programs this coming Sunday, featuring Santa Fe students' drawings and science project from the Secondary Learning Center. Also, quality local artists, fine jewelry, glassworks, body care, and more. It's this Sunday, the 12th of April, from 10 to 4, inside the Farmers Market Pavilion. So come and support our artists, and especially our young artists.
And get down to the rail yard. There's a lot hopping down there.
Yep.
Santa Fe Playhouse is performing Macbeth, and they are billing this as a daring staging that runs a taut 90 minutes. It's tonight and Saturday with Sunday matinees. You can call 988-4262 for information on tickets. That's Santa Fe Playhouse performing Macbeth, which if you type it into Word Doc, we'll try to capitalize the B.
Spoken from experience. So there's an event called Canstruction Santa Fe.
This sounds so interesting.
It's at Radical. Radical Groundwork Studio, Intangible, Barbara Felix, Architecture and Design, Greer Stafford, Gosh, lots of people. Anyway, it's starting tomorrow, April 11th, at the Santa Fe Place Mall. And it's from 10 in the morning till 9 at night, Monday through Saturday, and 12 to 6 on Sunday. Those are the mall's opening hours. So you can go check it out. I think there's a lot more to say about it. Do you know?
I read the calendar listing and thought I would love to see what they create. Barbara Felix is the architect who oversaw the renovation of La Fonda Hotel and did the big museum out at Acoma Pueblo, and I can't say the name of it, Haku Museum, I think. So she's very inventive and you know, in that same sort of in tune with the land shapes and landforms and fitting in with it. So I can't wait to see what she might come up with.
I just scrolled down, and what it says is that they are local landscape architects Christy Green and Amy Bell are preparing to create a sculpture in the shape and topography of the state of New Mexico.
Perfect.
And their primary building material will be tin food cans.
Who doesn't have some of those they've wondered what to do with?
Canstruction. I think they're aluminum. all right, so that's that.
Tomorrow at the Museum of Art, it's internationally Slow Art Day. And the Museum of Art is holding an event from 1 to 3 p.m. to encourage you to slow down when you look at art. The data says that the average museum visitor spends 15 to 30 seconds in front of a work of art. I think that's actually generous. Some people probably spend even less time than that. So on April 11th every year, museums ask people to come in and look slowly. They're going to select 5 works. They're going to ask you to look at it for 10 minutes. Which will start to feel like a long time, and then do a guided discussion at 2 p.m. in the photo lab up on the second floor to talk about your experience.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
You know what's also cool? If you take in those 10 minutes, if you kind of like, I mean, without appearing to be psychotic, but you kind of like talk to the painting or describe it to yourself.
Nice idea.
Or, you know, have some kind of, especially if you're a verbal type of person.
Are we?
There's things that you start to see when you articulate them.
That's a great idea. And then having the guided discussion afterward,
yeah.
You'll be hearing what other people came up with that didn't occur to you and have a deeper experience with a piece of artwork.
Unpeeling Racism is an event that is happening this coming Monday, the 13th of April at 6:30 at Warehouse 21. Activist, poet, and organizer Hakeem Bellamy will facilitate an engaging discussion and presentation by a dynamic and multifaceted panel of local community members and organizers to debrief and break down the systemic racism in the wake of the Dave Chappelle, Kristen Englander incidents in Santa Fe. And, you know, just come and check it out. There's a lot of stuff going on under the surface that occasionally comes to the public consciousness when somebody throws a banana peel,
mm-hmm.
which in itself is not a huge act, but the symbolism of it is very huge. And so Monday night at April 13th, and I think Hakeem is going to stop by the show on Monday, so we'll be talking a little bit more about it. And they're doing a cool project collecting stories about race relations in this town.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
A wonderful poet, too.
Yeah.
At the Tarnoff Art Center in Roe, speaking of taking a road trip, Women's Work, celebrating 25 outstanding NM women artists, opens Saturday, and they'll have a reception from 4 to 7 p.m. This will feature painting, sculpture, photography, and installation work. Their goal is to introduce, celebrate, and affirm the value of work done by women in our communities. And you can pair that with some other fun things while you're out there on the road. Maybe stop off at the Villa Nueva State Park and give yourself a hike.
And what a nice drive to go out there again. It's like taking a little road trip
it's
on
so
a weekend.
Pretty.
Yeah. The Acequia Madre Elementary School is competing for the Seeds of Change grant and needs the community to vote for it to be funded. All you have to do is go to seedsofchangegrant.com and vote for Acequia Madre Elementary School. And you, you can vote starting today, yesterday, through April 27th, and you can vote once per day, and the top 50 programs will be considered for garden grants. So support our school, Acequia Madre, and if you need more information, 983-1690.
Stephen Michael Cazada is performing tonight at the Skylight Santa Fe. It's comedy night, 8 to 10 p.m. at Skylight, and I just like supporting comedy in all our lives.
I know. And having a comedy club in Santa Fe is a super cool thing.
Have you done your stand-up yet?
You know, I thought better of it. Think about it. People who do stand-up, it's your dark side.
That's true.
You know? Yeah. And there are some things that are better left kept in the dark.
Right. When I was coaching young reporters who were trying to be funny, I would always tell them, it's easy to make people cry. It's hard to make people laugh. So be very, very careful when you think you're writing funny.
Yeah. Yeah, especially in straight-up journalism.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Drum roll. Purring. It's Cat of the Week. Yeah. Felines and Friends has written to us once again, and I want to send a big shout out to Felines and Friends because they are so consistent every single week. Cat of the Week, Valerie Chalonis does a great job over there, and they do such a great job with cat rescue. There's so many organizations besides our wonderful local animal shelters, for example, here in Santa Fe and Española. Dogs, small dog rescue and Felines and Friends, and just shout out to all the people doing animal rescue, and especially Felines and Friends. So this week's featured cat is Firefly.
Oh,
she's quite a nice kitty. She's a bit shy, but when she's caught, she rolls over and wants to be cuddled and petted. She gets along quite well with other cats. She's a beautiful girl with a short coat and brown tabby markings, and she's just 3 years old.
Nice.
And so if you would like to adopt her, you can call 316-2281. You can go to the website fnfnm.org, and you can write to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com.
That's wonderful. I still want to see a reunion of all the cats you've adopted out. The Radio Cafe cats.
That would be like herding cats, as they say.
I guess that would be.
My dog, Lolly, who our wonderful listeners at KSFR helped to name, Lolly Puppy, has reached her full size. When I went to the animal shelter, they said, oh, she's going to be 35, 40 pounds. She's 12 pounds.
Oh, my.
She's a little dog, but she's so full of mischief.
Has she lost an ounce of cuteness?
I would say no, but then I looked at the picture from the day I brought her home, and it was so cute. Oh, my goodness.
Probably if any dog stayed that cute in a long term, you'd die of cuteness overload.
Nobody would ever go to work.
Here are two great lectures you can go to this next week. On Monday at 6 p.m., one of the Southwest seminars is happening at Hotel Santa Fe. Archaeologist Larry Baker will be talking about ancient sites and ancient stories, Navajo defensive sites in the Dinata. I've heard Larry speak before. He's the director of Salmon Ruins, and he's just wonderful. This is a terrific lecture, I'm sure, to go to 6 p.m. Monday at Hotel Santa Fe. And then Tuesday afternoon, Nancy Owen Lewis, an anthropologist and good friend of mine, will be talking about They Came to Heal, They Stayed to Paint, The Birth of the Santa Fe Art Colony at the School for American Research, Advanced Research. 3 p.m., that's a free lecture. Nancy's been researching how it changed New Mexico. The building of the sanitariums, the people that it attracted here, the ones who stayed, and the impact that they had. So she knows the subject inside and out, and I love hearing her talk about it.
Very, very cool. Gail Levin, a collage memoir, is a solo exhibition of artist, art historian, and WISC director's fellow. It's at El Museo Cultural, and there is a reception today from 5 to 7 that's open to the public. The Women's International Study Center has a Fellows in Residence discussion series. So for more information, you can look up Women's International Study Center. But meanwhile, we'll see you tonight at El Museo Cultural.
On Monday, we at the New Mexico History Museum, we are going to resume the historical downtown walking tours. These are led by museum-trained guides. They take you around the Santa Fe area and talk about architecture, famous people, nuclear secrets. If you get the right docent, they might even tell you about some of the plants that you see. They happen Monday through Saturday. They start at 10:15, and you meet just south of the museum entrance on Lincoln at what we call the Blue Gate. They will be offered through October 17th. If you've got friends or family coming into town, this is a nice outdoors way to get introduced to the history of Santa Fe.
Most excellent. Now, we have a ticket giveaway, and our great friend and colleague Nick Appalucci is going to tell us what it is.
You betcha, as soon as he gets to his microphone, and you want to know what's going on?
Yeah, we're doing a ticket giveaway.
Yes, it's actually for a film tonight at the screen. It's called Take Me to the River. It's a documentary about the history and soul music in Memphis that brings together some of the surviving greats. In case you can't tell, I'm reading something that's 12-point font from about 10 feet away. So this is part of making sure I can still see.
I just found it because I was like, I better give this to Nick because I can't find it. I just found it. Take Me to the River, a documentary about the history of soul music in Memphis that brings together some of the surviving greats of the heyday of labels like Stax with some of today's Memphis musicians featuring Mavis Staples, Bobby Blue Bland, William Bell, Charlie Musselwhite, Snoop Dogg, and the North Mississippi All-Stars, among others. The movie opens tonight at the screen, and what should we have? The first, second, or third caller, Nick?
Let's go with the second caller.
The second caller, 428-1382, wins a pair of tickets. Okay, so moving along from
Mays has a new book out, and we'll be signing it on Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation Church. She's the Santa Fe Opera lecturer and gives the great overviews of the performances that they do every summer. One of the performances this August will be the world premiere of Cold Mountain,
Yes. The
operatic interpretation of Charles Frazier's novel. As part of that, at the History Museum, we're doing a small exhibit about the Civil War, and we're collaborating with the opera on a number of events. One of them will be this Tuesday. It's a book club taking place at Collected Works, and this month's book is Red Badge of Courage. And there will be another book next month and the one after that. That will happen at 6 p.m. Collected Works this coming Tuesday. And then if you want to even deepen your understanding of the Civil War in the time that you have between now and August, there are regular tours held by the Pecos National Monument, Civil War in the West van tour. It's a two-hour tour. They put you on the van, and the ranger explains everything to you. They happen weekly on Saturdays at 1:30 p.m., and you can go to nps.gov/PECO, no S, for more information about that.
Also at Collected Works Bookstore, this Sunday morning, the 12th of April, Journey Santa Fe's lecture series brings State Senator Peter Wirth at 11 o'clock for an overview of the 2015 New Mexico legislative session titled It's a Wrap. It's funny, this has been the most sort of recapped legislative session that I've ever encountered. I'm not sure why, considering how little happened, but it's at 11 o'clock. Peter Wirth has represented the 25th District for over 15 years. First he was in the House of Representatives, and now he's in the Senate. Come and hear from this great legislator, and you can ask lots of questions. And on Tuesday, April 14th, at Collected Works Bookstore, well, you've already said the thing about the Santa Fe Opera.
Mm-hmm.
So Wednesday, April 15th, Santa Fe medical health provider George Swearington will be at Collected Works at 6 o'clock for a discussion of his new book, Side Sleep Syndrome and the Devastating Side Effects. He's been practicing the art of homeopathy and the understanding of chronic pain conditions for over 20 years. So sleeping on your side is now a syndrome? I thought I knew everything that was wrong with me.
I'm in that same bed with you. I love sleeping on my side.
Oh, you gave away our secret.
This is probably sold out, but if you have ways of getting tickets, try and go to the 15th annual Nuestra Musica tonight at the Lensic, 7 to 9 p.m.
Yay!
This is the event that Enrique La Madrid and Jack Leffler put together years and years ago, and Northern and Central New Mexico performers doing traditional Hispano folk music. It's a terrific event.
But and the whole town comes out.
The whole town comes out. Call 988-1234, see what you can do to get a ticket.
Thursday, April 16th at Collected Works, Santiago Vaquera Vasquez, assistant professor in the Department of Spanish and Portuguese at UNM, will be there for the launch of his short story collection titled One Day I'll Tell You the Things I've Seen.
Ooh.
Thursday at 6, that sounds interesting. And Collected Works Bookstore and Coffee House has welcomed Verde Juice to its store, so you can get not only delicious caffeine, pastries, soups, savory and sweet and all kinds of things, but also Verde Juice, which is a really yummy cold-pressed juice.
There's a free concert on Sunday at the Museum of Art in the St. Francis Auditorium. Santa Fe Community Orchestra will be performing works by Beethoven, Cherubini, Villalobos, and Gachupin. And I think they're accompanied by the Ortiz Middle School Guitar Ensemble. That's at 2:30 p.m. Pretty darn cool that there's a middle school that has a guitar ensemble. That deserves applause unto itself.
Tomorrow night at 7 p.m., there's a memorial concert called A Gathering of Voices for Stephen Miller. It's on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design at the O'Shaughnessy Performance Space in Benildes Hall. And Stephen Miller was a composer, teacher, world traveler, father, husband, wonderful person. I knew him pretty well many years ago. He was out, then he came back to Santa Fe, and he died a premature death, very sad, beloved by many, and if you knew him or if you would like to just kind of go and pay respects to this wonderful Santa Fe performer, composer, musician, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock.
And what he did, knowing that he was dying, was commissioned people to write pieces of music that would be performed at this memorial. What a wonderful gift to leave to other people.
And imagine doing that.
That's a big heart.
Yeah.
Starting Monday, the Santa Fe Community College celebrates Native American Week. They'll have events Monday through Friday. There's an opening ceremony and parade of nations on Monday in the community college courtyard with dance groups from Kochidi, Acoma, Jemez, Nambe, and Powaki. Throughout the week, they'll have guest speakers, an arts and crafts fair, music, a fun run. Will Wilson, Ricardo Cate, other artists will have work on display. You can go to sfcc.edu or call 428-1285 for more information.
I was once, I think it was last year, on Facebook, and a friend who comes from Brooklyn, lives in Brooklyn, super artistic hipster, put up a Ricardo Cate cartoon and talked about how racist it was.
Oh, I didn't know.
And somebody else said, dude, he's Native. You know, this is like supposed to be funny. It's a joke. And all these like East Coast people were like, this isn't funny.
How interesting.
It was such an interesting kind of weird set of arguments. And it just made me end up feeling like, A, lighten up, folks.
Right.
And B, if you're going to fight racism, don't do it by arguing with strangers on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's a nice underscore to how hard comedy is to do.
Yeah.
Warehouse 21, tonight, no, not tonight, it's on Saturday, we'll be doing Stories Inspiring Art from noon to 3 p.m. Youth speakers are going to share how bullying has affected them through songs and spoken word. Sounds like this could be a really powerful thing. For more information, or if you'd like to sign up to speak, you can send an email to either Jen, J-E-N-N, at santafemc.org or Zane at eqnm.org.
David Geist continues at Geist Cabaret. His new CD came out recently, and he will be at Pronzo tonight and tomorrow. Tomorrow he will be joined by Julie Trujillo. Performances are from 6 to 9 at Pronzo Italian Grill. Reservations are suggested. Last time I went over there, I couldn't even get in.
Oh, no.
984-2645. No, it was all good. We sat downstairs and ate until we fainted.
There's a TGIF concert this evening at 5:30 at the First Presbyterian Church over on Grant. The pianist Larry Weinberg and violinist Carrie Briniger, cellist Michael Briniger, will present an evening program of the music of Schumann. What a nice, sweet way to end your week. 5:30 at the First Presbyterian Church.
And I got an email from Hastings, which is the, what would you call Hastings? Music, entertainment, and various kinds of things. It used to be a video store, but
oh, yeah.
There's no more videos. Anyway, they're over on Guadalupe in the shopping mall over there, De Vargas Mall. And tomorrow from 2 to 4, there's an event called, it's a book signing event by author Little Grandma. The book is called Apple Stew. Little Grandma is a resident of Albuquerque, and it says, when Mama had to look in on Aunt Mary Lou, the children cooked up an unusual dish.
Dun, dun, dun.
Apple stew.
Oh, yum.
Yeah.
I would eat that.
2 to 4 at Hastings tomorrow.
Wednesday, the Native Plant Society of New Mexico is going to give a talk on one of my favorite creatures, native bees in New Mexico. That's at 6:30 p.m. at Christ Lutheran Church on Arroyo Chamiso Road. Karen W. Wright will be giving the talk. It's free, and I think we all could stand to learn a little bit more about our bees.
Yes, indeed. I have, there's some gardens that are starting to come out, some flowers starting to come out of my yard. And I went over to cut one of them because it smelled so good, and it had a bee on it, so I left it where it was.
Absolutely.
It makes me so happy. When I go to the nursery to choose flowers for the garden, I'm a terrible gardener. It's just not a good idea for me to garden, but I do it anyway, and I try to choose the ones with the bees on them.
Smart move.
Yeah.
They already smell good. Bring them into the garden.
So here is an event called How to Raise a Happy and Healthy Young Athlete. Speakers are Gretchen Reynolds, best-selling author and phys ed columnist for the New York Times, and Dr. Caroline Selby, a sports psychologist who works with Olympic and professional athletes. It's this coming Wednesday, the 15th of April, tax day, from 6 to 8 in the evening at the auditorium at Santa Fe Prep. For more information, you can call 982-0878. It's free and open to the public, and parents, coaches, and young athletes are all encouraged to attend.
Raise your hands if you're happy your taxes are behind you. get on the road to Albuquerque next week. At the National Hispanic Cultural Center will be putting on a performance, Bless Me Ultima, Rudolfo Anaya's famous novel. The Siembra Latino Theater Festival is taking place there in the Albuquerque Journal Theater, 7:30 p.m. on Thursday. And it continues Friday through Sunday. If you go to nhccnm.org, you can find out more about it. And I strongly encourage everyone, if you haven't read that book in a while, it's a really fun reread. So pull it off the bookshelf or run down to Collected Works and reread Bless Me Ultima.
You know, we should put together a reading list for people who just moved here.
It's such a smart idea.
Yeah, and Bless Me Ultima is top on it.
Yes.
So is Ceremony by Leslie Marmon Silko.
I love that book. That one's worth reading every year.
That book is worth reading a lot, yes, indeed. So tonight at Gig Santa Fe at 7:30, fingerstyle guitar wizard Richard Smith will be performing. Let's see, he's a globe-trotting guitarist, and he is much beloved by audiences and fellow musicians. People have written, the most amazing guy I know on guitar. He can play anything, only better.
Wow.
So check it out. And then there's more coming up, but that's next week. So we'll do that next week.
The Engine House Theater in Madrid, next to the Mineshaft Tavern, is presenting Hashtag Dying to Text Gary. It's a multimedia exploration of love, sex, and the internet. Features original songs by Los Angeles musician Lee Goffin Bonenfant, real-life responses from the depths of the World Wide Web, and stories submitted from around the country. Just sounds like a lot of fun. It's Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m., at the Engine House Theater. I didn't write down the phone number.
In Madrid!
Yeah!
And the Threshold, if you Google Threshold Arts Collective, you can find them, and if you enter the code KSFR in capital letters, you get a discount.
Wonderful.
Yep. So, yeah, I'm going to try to head over there tomorrow night, dying to text Gary. Kate Nelson is with the New Mexico History Museum. She's with us every Friday, speaking of the arts, or many Fridays, speaking of the arts. We've got a whole lineup of terrific folks who come in and help us, and thank you so much, Kate.
Absolutely. It's always fun to be here.